welcome to another episode of Gotta Read 'Em All. I'm your host, Otaku Mike. With me, as always, my heterosexual life partner, Jin Graves. And we got a good one for you guys today. Today, we are looking at Chapter 33, The Winged Legends, is what we're looking at today.
And we're going to read them all.
We're going to read them all. And I just got to say, I'm just going to be upfront. I don't like the outcome of what happened with a ball of light. I don't like it. I think it looks stupid.
I agree too. So, I don't know what else to say on that one. Really,
I mean, we'll talk about it later on when we get in our discussional part of the podcast.
Yeah,
but the ball of light hits and it combines Zapdos, Moltres, and Articuno into one hodgepodge of a Pokemon.
Into a Cerberbird.
A Cerberbird?
Cerberbird.
I like that.
You know, it's like a Cerberus, you know?
Yeah, no, I like that. I think that's good.
So, we get into it, though, and the Cerberbird is under the control of Sabrina right now. And Green runs back in the room, and oh my god, and faints.
He does. He passes out like a little bitch.
Her?
I'm sorry. Her. I was thinking of Red. In my head.
Passes out like a little bitch, and I was like, the girl? But we get to fruition, what this creature is supposed to be able to do. It can do 3 attacks at once. I feel like this is just Porygon's like glorified try attack, though, because you know, like, try attack is lightning, ice, and fire too, and there's a percent chance of damage from either one of the three, and that's basically what this is. It's fire spin, thunder, and blizzard all at once.
Yeah, I love the scene though. This scene's like amazing,
right? When they do an attack, it kind of fuses into, they cross the streams.
They do cross the streams, which in Ghostbusters, you're not supposed to cross the streams at all.
Right.
No sirree. So,
we do find out, because Sabrina drops Eevee on the floor, that Eevee was taken from the PC, which we didn't know about this, because whenever he went back to Professor Oak's lab, he did try and see if he could find him.
And they were all gone.
And all his Pokemon were gone. So Red is kind of pissed about that.
Which Eevee was like the proto of what they were trying to do with the legendary birds.
Right. Well, and I kind of think that all of them were. Eevee was the prototype of being able to swap between Jolteon, Vaporeon, and Flareon all together at will.
Yeah.
Upon request of the leader, or the owner of it, supposedly. And I think between that and like Koga's serum and kind of like the thing that we got from Lieutenant Surge, I kind of want to say that all three of those combined is kind of what made this Cerberbird.
I have to say, I don't like the way Sabrina treats Eevee at all.
I agree.
Like, this scene where she like throws Eevee on the floor and like, it's like, you know, we don't need Eevee anymore. Eevee's basically trash.
Right.
I was like, how could you do that to Eevee?
Yeah.
Sabrina's
probably like one of those, she's probably like one of those crazy chicks that like chokes cats and shit.
But also it made me think of like, you know, with your help, with 12 cents a day,
Jesus.
You too can help the Pokemon.
In the arms
of
Politoed.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, the way, like, Red was looking, that's why I was like, in the arms of an angel.
So, I mean, she still looks fucking smug about all of it.
Oh, she fucking is smug, and I fucking want to kill her.
Red throws out Ivysaur because he kind of hopes that that will help out somewhat. He ends up getting hit and thrown off balance through a hole in the wall that the Serpent Bird has made.
Mm-hmm.
And basically Sabrina lets us know, I've been waiting forever for this power. And we get a little thing about how all the badges have the power together to basically bring this power about. Which, I was a little confused why it wasn't all 8 badges, but...
Oh, because we're missing...
Yeah, we're missing the Earth badge or whatever it is. Or the, you know, the little tree-looking one.
Yeah, Giovanni's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe his, because his isn't, he hasn't been revealed as like a gym leader.
That's true.
You know, maybe they didn't reveal his badge. Maybe there's just some foreshadowing going on towards the end of this chapter.
Right. But then we kind of get what, you know, why they took Eevee and everything. They basically took him because they still had some other, they still had some other tests they wanted to run on him to make sure that this would work for the Serpent Bird.
Yeah.
Red gets somewhat attacked by one of these blasts. And as all hope seems kind of, you know, out the door at this point. Yeah.
We get a savior.
Yep. We have a knight on a orange horse.
Lizard.
That has come to save the day.
That's true.
So that hole that was made, oh, and we also get why they want Pallet Town. But the hole that was made basically is where Red comes up to, and he tells him that he basically saved Professor Oak and the people. I almost said the people of Townsville.
The people of Townsville.
And he saved them, and they keep calling Sabrina a freak, which I feel like is her trigger word.
Yeah, freaking ugly.
You're like, you freak.
You're freak. And freaking like, nature.
He's like, that character, don't call me freak.
You're a freak. We don't want your kind around here. Get out of here.
And then we get this weird thing, which I'm confused on that. They get a Triforce Gust.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from. Did that come from Sabrina?
Yes, that came... All three of the birds use Gust at once. And that's what throws me off, is I'm like, it's got the same power regardless of if all three wings flap at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that happened. They did that, and they virtually... are getting ready to knock them out of this hole. And Red, thinking quick on his feet, says, you know what? That stone that I gave Sabrina must have been for a reason. He takes it out, and one of the Pokeballs that she has starts going crazy, which is her Clefairy.
Yes.
And it ends up getting to transform into Clefable, and we find out that Clefable is a pretty fucking strong Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I love this scene. I love the scene where he, like, holds it up to light. He's like, I have the power type of scene. And
oh, my gosh. This totally has, like, every 80s/90s cartoon, like Thundercats or,
yeah,
you know, something where there's, like, a magic object and they're like, I have the power.
Yeah, and, like, so is it Sabrina? Says, like, no, they tell, like, Clefairy just, like, dives, or Clefable, sorry. Clefable just dives into these birds, like, does, like, a quick attack. And I love that it uses Metronome. If you know what Metronome is, it's like, a very, like, random power, correct?
Metronome, basically, it takes every move on the move list in existence, and it chooses one at random for you to use.
I love this where he's just beating the shit out of, like, the Serpent Bird.
Yeah, so we have Fury Attack, Comet Punch,
and Hyper Beam. Yeah.
Yeah. And
which is crazy.
Yeah. And then they try and use Sky Attack, which this is what kind of is the thing. It wasn't Gust yet that threw them off balance. And this is probably the only part right now that I feel bad for Green, because she's unconscious and getting kicked around. She's
unconscious and falling.
Yeah. So I would say probably she woke up from the fall. Maybe she was like, oh, I'm falling in my dream. Oh, yeah. Shit. And we have this weird spiderweb thing done by Ivysaur's vines.
Yeah. And I love it, because I was like, what the hell is going on here? Because I was like, can Ivysaur actually do that with his, like, vines? Where I was like, that's probably a cool move. That's probably a cool move we got there. And I like seeing them, like, they're all just standing on the vines, like, outside the building. Very Spider-Man-esque, I would say. Right.
Well, in the question that I had is, you think with two, and I'm going to use this politely, but you think with Ivysaur and then these other two fat-ass Pokemon, because they're all the way evolved, that they're going to stand on here with the other three human beings.
They're very... Look, Ivysaur ate his spinach. They're very strong vines.
Oh, no shit. He definitely had to be like Popeye then.
Like, it's the three Pokemon, then the three trainers as well.
Right.
On the vines.
And then it's the birds, which I have to say that this point got... I feel like this point got pointed out. So two things. We see a little kaboom motion where both sets of attacks are hitting each other, and it's like evenly matched. This is still Ivysaur, mind you, so stay tuned for that. But I never realized this, and I kind of want to know if it was going into the games this way as well. Mm-hmm. But you have Zapdos, which is electricity, Moltres, which is fire, and Articuno, which is water or ice. You know, at the time, it was just water.
Yeah.
Well, what's evenly paired from them? Electricity is grass. Fire is the water or whatever,
And water is electricity.
Yeah. And so each one almost seems like it's the perfect, like, counterpart to... Yeah. All of the birds. And that kind of threw me off for a second. I was like, what in the fuck?
But I have to say, I love this scene where, like, basically Ivysaur basically evolves into Venusaur. He just pops up.
Oh, right.
And, like, huh?
I said, all right.
Yeah, he just pops up. And, like, they're all doing their attack up to the birds. I love this scene where they're all just standing on the
right.
The webs.
Now there's a third fat ass.
Third
I am still waiting for this web to break. Like, I feel like that's what's gonna happen.
If you see in the right corner, the vine is starting to snap.
Hey, buddy. But the other thing is now that it's Venusaur, shouldn't the vine be stronger?
That's true, but where is the vine coming from? Because usually he can only produce like two vines.
He can produce more than that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that just a TV show type of thing?
Yeah. Like, Bulbasaur is really the only one that can do two.
Okay.
So.
I love this scene. Like, they all come together. The power of friendship compels them. And the building's starting to collapse. And they all, like, destroy the bird thingy. The server bird.
They open a can of whoop ass.
And they all kind of like fly away. They all like get broken apart and go back to their normal forms.
Right.
And I love this scene where we see Red. He's like, oh yeah, Articuno's going, you know. And they're like, oh my God, the building's going to collapse. And as the building's collapsing, Red sees a familiar face. He sees Giovanni. And he goes behind a building really fast, but he never follows Giovanni.
No.
At all, you know, and, you know, they're kind of like, you know, oh, thank God, you know, thank goodness, you know, everyone's safe and sound, you know, no one slipped through the barricade, and the three leaders and their boss are all beneath a collapsed building. So, to the good guys, apparently, Team Rocket's dead.
And they've retrieved all the Pokemon, which, I mean, could have been in the crates like we were talking about on the last chapter. and that even though they probably have PTSD, they think with a little training they could still be really good Pokemon.
Yeah, that is definitely true. And so Red finds out that Green is he's like, oh, where's Green? You know, and I love the scene where she's like, I've never dreamed Team Rocket's new Pokemon would be such a beast.
She sneaks away just in time.
Yeah, she sneaks away just in time. Like, Professor Oak, he's happy and whatnot, and Blue's getting ready to leave and whatnot, and he's like, hey, Red, he tells Blue, Blue tells Red that he's like, I'm looking forward to meeting you at the Indigo Plateau.
And oh, apparently, shit.
Yeah, oh, shit is right.
Because if anybody listening knows the Indigo Plateau, the Indigo Plateau is where you go fight, the Elite Four, if they're in this book, which I'm pretty sure they are.
And they are.
You get to see, you get to fight your rival. So we know that it's going to be a good fight between Red and Blue.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter because the next chapter is a two-parter. It's going to be Mewtwo.
And part Mewtwo 2.
Mewtwo and Mewtwo 2. But yeah, what did you think of this wrap-up for this story? Story arc, I could say. Story arc.
Yeah. I think it was pretty good. I mean, I still feel like it was kind of all over the place. And this is also one of the ones that, like you said, like, how do you get bigger and badder than the three birds, you know, without going to the extent of like having Mew or Mewtwo there? And of course, here it is. We have some kind of weird fucking fusion hybrid shit.
Go ahead.
You know, so, you know, if anybody likes Pokemon, you probably want to skip this chapter so that you don't get fucked up. Because I could feel I could see a lot of people crying over this happening and just thinking like it's equivalent to like Nina Tucker or something like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see somebody be like, oh,
with like God. With like the birds?
Yeah, getting fused together.
I guess. I don't feel like it was that traumatic.
Some people it could be very traumatic for.
But I mean, like, I have to say, I was really disappointed that they all just, like, fused together.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping they would just make another Pokemon.
Right.
Kind of like, you know, how Vegeta and Goku fused together type of thing?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it would just be like that. You know, they'd be like the server bird, like you said. I mean, in reality, it fucking is a stupid design. And I don't like it. I don't think it looks right.
Like, no,
I don't feel like their designs match each other and flow well into each other at this point.
See, and I fully agree with you on that. The other thing is when they get fused, I would also assume that basically one of the powers would put one of the other ones out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they didn't make it that way. And then the other thing is the three birds that we have here, for them to go ahead and go, oh, we're going to use the move fucking Gust in this fight. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me on that.
I want to know whose idea was it to make the three birds into one, because that's not in the game, right?
No, that is not in the game.
It's not in the game. Yeah.
I mean, This is loosely based off of the
loosely
video game,
based on the game. That's correct. Loosely based on the game.
So, you know, I can't say too much about part of it because, I mean, obviously there's more like, that can be in it. But
I like it when they take liberties with some of the stuff. Right. I think that's fun. But right. I didn't like the three birds merging together. Like
right.
Maybe just turn him into like Lugia or something, but I mean Lugia wasn't around at this time, probably. You know,
no. And if we go off of the continuity of like the Gen 2, I mean, they could have, with the anime, they could have turned into Ho-Oh, but,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, Ho-Oh was technically still around.
Right, because, I mean, we see that in the first episode, so.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I probably would have enjoyed it better if they didn't get fused at all.
Yeah.
And Sabrina had three Pokemon that she was commanding.
Yeah.
But thing that really threw me off, and this is just continuity, and I'm sure when I point it out, you'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. You know, to control the three birds, it had to take those four badges all together to do that. And my whole thing is, now that Red was the holder of every badge, or all seven badges except for two, and for that to happen and the badges to get swapped out, technically I feel like they should have been under Green's control.
Yeah,
because at the time she had every one of those badges to control virtually almost whatever creature she wanted.
Yeah. Maybe so, it's just a plot hole, I guess. Plot convenience.
Plot inconsistencies.
Plot inconsistency. You know, yeah, I mean, I didn't really catch on that in the detail, really. I feel like you're more the detail-oriented Pokemon person.
Oh, when it comes I am. To
this. I'm more like the story element. Like, I love the story. I love the ride.
Oh, I mean, I like that too, but whenever you take something and it's like, oh, you know, that doesn't make any sense. You know,
yeah.
That's where I feel like it comes in for me. Like, you know, we could have totally had a different concept instead of, oh, well, this just happened because of this, you know.
Yeah.
Or we just did this because we wanted to, you know. Like, I like the fact that, hey, we've been reading this series for how long? And now we're just finding out the two badges that Green gave to Red were fucking fake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If we had that and we thought about it, then it's like, oh man, that is like fucking amazing. But then on the other side, it's like, oh yeah, well, we just need like these birds to somehow like fuse together. And then Sabrina's going to control it because she doesn't have a powerful enough Pokemon. Like, believe me, there could have been more. And then the other continuity that I just fucking realized is, you know, Sabrina only had one fucking Pokemon.
That's true.
She only had Kadabra versus Koga. And I mean, even Lieutenant Surge, like, I mean, yeah. Lieutenant Surge had like 100 Pokemon with him.
At one point, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, like, whenever we get all that stuff, it's kind of like, okay, well, why didn't she have more guys?
You could maybe say it was a little bit of a whimper, almost.
Yeah.
Like, they probably didn't know how to end the story arc, I would possibly say.
That's true.
Maybe they were hampered by, like, maybe they had, like, some constraints when it came to, like, what they could and couldn't do. Type of thing.
Yeah, we're going to fuse the birds together.
We're going to fuse the birds together, you know.
That's what we could and couldn't do.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I still had fun, even with all the complaints. I still had fun reading. I always have fun reading these for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the next chapters because it looks like Red is on his own in these next chapters. Well, he has Blaine with him.
Yeah.
But there's no Green and Blue. Green and Blue are gone. So we're getting back to status quo of Red. Just doing Red stuff, which I like it when they join up together. Yeah. I like getting chapters where it's like not Red and it's just Green or Blue, you know?
Yeah.
It's
broken up. Well,
yeah.
After this book and we're done, you know, we won't really see any of the three of them for a little while. So you won't have to worry about us.
Well, not, I mean,
seeing Red.
Doesn't Blue show up in Pokemon Yellow? Like, he's a big
all
part
three,
of that.
All three of them show up in Pokemon Yellow.
But I mean, like, Blue's like a really big part of that.
I don't think so.
I want to say he is. But, I mean, Red gets taken off the table. I know that much.
I think everybody gets taken off the table.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to go read it and see. You know, I don't think we'll see them until, what, Fire Red and Leaf Green? Right?
No, we see them in this one, because we'll see them in a few books here and there.
Okay, it'll just be sporadic, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it almost seems like a Digidestined moment. Like, we have, like, all the trainers together here and there, on and off as we keep going, and it's kind of like, what? So,
yeah, it was a good episode. Thanks for listening. Rate and review the podcast on whatever podcast platform you choose to. It helps the podcast grow. Share the podcast, tell your friends, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Hope you guys enjoyed, and stay safe, and we will what?
We will see you next Tuesday.
That's right. See you next Tuesday.